Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life with Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health. You'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Wayne Anderson and Russ McCann.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Russ McCann, your host, and you're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk on the Transformation Radio Network. Stay tuned, and for the next hour, let us help you get on a path to permanent weight control and help you create a healthier, longer life. We have with us today Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health. Dr. A's on a mission to eradicate obesity in this country, and it's my privilege to have Dr. Anderson on the show today. Good afternoon, Dr. A. Welcome back.
Great. Thanks, Russ, and it's great to be here.
Dr. A, we were talking earlier this week about, you know, we've kind of gone over your hairy, audacious goal to get America healthy, and most recently we've been talking about kind of a new twist on that a little bit about not only eradicating obesity and doing more to help our country move forward from a health perspective, but really talking about catching a wave, catching a movement to change the way we operate and think as it relates to health in our country. I'd like you to kind of talk a little bit about that because I think it's a major focus of where we need to go in this country.
Yeah, and Russ, it's a major shift. It's a shift where health becomes a priority. You know, one of the things I learned as a critical care physician was that if you allow people to go through their daily choices in modern life, they're going to get sick. They're going to get sick over time. And as a critical care physician, I took care of those people at the points of their life where they had disease, needed open heart surgery, maybe were suffering some of the ravages of diabetes and all kinds of things as a direct result of making choices that really day to day don't seem to make much difference, but over time make all the difference in the world. And if you look at it in modern America, I mean, it is literally makes it very easy to out eat exercise, and it's nearly impossible to out exercise excessive eating. And so what the results of that have occurred, 68% of us are overweight, 32% are obese. Childhood obesity, although may have had a momentary slowdown, is affecting younger and creating more severe obesity and even more and more of the pediatric population. So we're setting the stage for to having a country and eventually the world that will have, and what some researchers say, universal obesity in the near future if we don't change our current trend. So, you know, we started 10 years ago, started looking at what were the things that were necessary to first help people reach a healthy weight, get down from wherever they are now. As we mentioned, almost 70% are overweight. And then beyond that, now focus on the daily choices that support health. And it starts with literally reaching a healthy weight. So what we're doing is we've created and understand that it's everything in modern life that's wrong. You know, it's basically everything from this tasty, tempting, energy-dense, nutrient-sparse food that we're surrounded with that's convenient and basically relatively inexpensive. It's marketed from the time we get up to the time we go to bed. That's part of the problem, as well as these technological advances that every day seem to remove muscles from being part of the use necessary to do things throughout the day. The combination of those two things is literally catapulting us down a path that if we don't make a difference, what we're in essence doing is we are untethering chronological age from biological age. And what I mean from that is until the last 15 years, adult onset diabetes was something you got as in middle age and moving forward. Now we have children as young as 6 years old that are getting what previously was called adult onset diabetes and now is simply called type 2 diabetes. And it's really a lifestyle. It's about choices. It's about doing the wrong things. So what we've done is we've found some great, great solutions that incorporate both the plan, the tools, the support, and actually have created this new microenvironment of health where we've created a safe haven for people that desire health. And over the last several months, I was on Good Morning America last week, and as I was focusing and preparing for that, I recognized and realized that this the ability to get this country healthy now in a timely fashion, which we've never needed more than now. We've kind of lost our place in the world order of things, and we need to regain it. We have the greatest country in the world. It starts with getting people healthy. So basically, I've kind of launched a campaign called Catch the Wave, and it's really a wave to help create a healthy America. It's about getting people on focus, reaching out, helping themselves, and then helping their families and friends, and then reaching out beyond that and becoming one of our coaches and actually joining people. But whether you become a coach or you're simply getting healthy yourself and adding the example or spreading the word, the whole goal is we have, as you mentioned earlier, a big, hairy, audacious goal to eradicate obesity in our lifetime. And you think, whoa, what are you doing out there? What are you thinking about? And what I'm thinking right. about is looking at a parallel that smallpox literally killed 300 to 500 million people in the 20th century. And yet, if you think about it, by 1979, we never found a cure. It's a virus. We never found a cure for it. But by finding a vaccine, we were able to eradicate it. And the World Health Organization in 1979 basically said smallpox was eradicated from the planet. And you know what? There's no reason why, with what we're doing and what we know now and what we've accomplished, we've created a vaccine through our bio network, which now can help people, Russ, literally get on board, get themselves healthy, and then reach out, be part of our team, and help others.
Dr. A, though, I mean, if we take a look at smallpox as kind of the example, you know, that was modern medicine and the pharmaceuticals coming up with a way to be able to eradicate that, and that being a virus, we were able to get on top of it using those kinds of technologies. But when we start talking about obesity, though, obesity is more of an individual behavioral issue combined with the choices and inactivity that we create in our life. So what would be the vaccination in order to be able to eradicate obesity in the country?
Well, it's basically changing the underlying structure. You know, in the 1980s, they weren't even reporting obesity or overweight. And as you can see, if you look at the MODAC work, which is the colorization of the United States and showing the progression of states in terms of the level of obesity, if you look, you can see we have a clear runaway epidemic. It's not from genetics. Our genetics have not changed in the last 50 years. It is from lifestyle. It is from being in an environment where the choices lead you down a path that are actually counter to what's in your best interest. 10,000 years ago, we were hunters and gatherers, and it was very difficult to find energy, and most food was energy sparse and nutrient dense, and so you worked very hard to acquire your food, and literally, obesity was not an issue. What's happened is the environment at every stage of the way in modern America is part of the problem. So what we've done is we've kind of reverse engineered and created a counterculture, which is a culture focused on health. And that's what Catch the Wave is all about. It's about literally becoming focused, making health a priority, and then surrounding yourself. It starts with putting yourself in a different environment. We've actually created, through our bio network, a protective bubble that we put people in and at the center, and then we give them a coach to help guide them, and then we give them a program, we give them the tools, and then we give them a system, a lifestyle system called the Habits of Health, which allows them now to make daily choices that support health. The beauty of it is we can make a meaningful change rapidly. People lose 2 up to 5 pounds, and as they lose weight and get healthier, we put them in position to now be focused on health and then moving forward make the choices. You're absolutely right. Unlike a traditional vaccine, it's really more of a metaphor. There is no medical technology or pill coming, Russ, that will get people healthy. What we, in essence, have had to do is take the technology we have and create an environment, really a new health community focused on people, cost no more than regular food. You can come be part of it and then move forward helping others. You can actually benefit from it, both from the standpoint of psychologically by being part of the solution. Second part is, as you know, if you think about becoming a coach, you actually, we now have a study, an ongoing study, that shows that those that become coaches are more likely to be successful long-term. And then beyond that, there's also the opportunity to really kind of change maybe your orientation and become one of our coaches and actually help people and financially be paid just like you would any other profession, whether you're a doctor or a lawyer, for providing a professional service. So what's neat about it is it's a mission. It's about education. It's about modeling. It's about getting out there doing it. And it has the opportunity for people to benefit in all areas of their life, Russ.
I like what you've said about, you know, this catching the wave is really a movement, kind of a cultural shift in the way that we look at our overall health. And as you were talking a little bit, I was kind of picturing myself sitting along the beach watching the waves crash in. And at the very beginning, you kind of think that's a little bit scary. But in order for us to really begin to move our life forward, we've got to get off the beach chair. We've got to get off the beach towel and start dipping our toe in the water and getting on that surfboard and really getting into some uncharted territories. We're going to have to learn some new skills and some new tools. And what I really like about what you put together in the Habits of Health is really a step-by-step process, starting with why we are the way we are, a little bit about our society, but more importantly, reaching a healthy weight, learning the habits of health, learning how to sleep, learning how to be more active, learning how to provide our body with phytonutrients, how to reduce stress in our life, and how to maximize our efficiency in our body for our age. And you really put it very, very simply in your book. And if anybody's listening to the program today and have not had an opportunity to visit our website, I would encourage you to go to habitsofhealthtalk.com. Right on the very front of the webpage, you'll see Dr. A's picture. Click on that and order Dr. A's Habits of Health today so that you can be part of this amazing movement, this cultural shift, and catch the wave. Dr. Anderson, thank you so much for sharing that with us. It's something new that we'll talk about, I'm sure, in the weeks to come as this cultural shift kind of unfolds. I'd like to talk a little bit about, you touched on your appearance on Good Morning America, talking about healthy lunches and about the effect of obesity in our children. I'd like you to touch on that briefly, and then we're going to take a short break. And when we come back from that, I'd like to spend a little bit more time about what we can do to get our kids healthier and get them on the path to create a healthier life. So if you wouldn't mind, share a little bit about what it is we're doing to our kids and what are the basics that we can do to help them really learn how to create health in their life.
Well, Russ, one of the most important things to realize and recognize, and I said it early on, is, you know, the modern world makes it very easy to out-exercise, to out-eat exercise, and nearly impossible to out-exercise excessive eating. And very clearly, the way for childhood obesity is based on energy-dense foods and drinks. You know, the high fructose corn syrup and sodas and fruit juices and things that are full, you know, like apple juice that really has high fructose corn syrup and they waved an apple over it. All these things are now putting a tremendous positive balance. And so we'll talk more about that when we come back, Russ.
You're listening to the Habits of Health Talk radio program with Dr. Anderson. We'll be right back.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, and disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how good does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer cells, reduce blood pressure and inflammation, and even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in and listen to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer share how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com. That's PowerfulD.com.
Lower back pain can be a real pain in the, well, you know. The newly patented Vacupractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home for just $59.95. Listen to what Brad and Dottie have to say about their Vacupractors.
The Vacupractor is amazing. I've had back pain for so long, it's taking time to adjust to not having the pain there.
Each time I've used my Vacupractor, I've gotten instant relief. I would recommend anyone with dyptus and lower back pain give the Vacupractor a try.
Vacupractor is just a one-time cost of $59.95. And you can use it whenever you need in your own home. How does it work? Simple. The Vacupractor uses vacuum pressure. It stretches muscles, restoring proper nerve function, and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment for lower back pain that really works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light for a Spiritual and Healing Journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
We're back, and you're listening to Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson. I'm Russ McCann, your host. And we've been talking to Dr. A about this amazing movement, a cultural shift in our country, and we're inviting you to catch the wave as we really work to eradicate obesity in our country. We had a chance to visit earlier this week and really kind of spend time talking about what it is our mission is. Habits of Health is a great tool for you to be able to tap into some amazing resources. If you've not had a chance to visit our website and click around and see all the amazing tools and resources that are there, I would invite you to do that today. That's habitsofhealthtalk.com. You can also reach us by email at Dr. A at H-O-H-T-A-L-K. That's D-R-A at H-O-H-T-A-L-K. And we'll be sure to get back to you. You can also reach us by telephone after the show at 401-388-0778. Dr. Anderson, we were talking right before the break a little bit about your Good America, Good Morning America segment about our children and what we're doing as a country. And you had some amazing thoughts. I'd like you to share a little bit about what it is we can do to really help our kids change their mindset, to move their life and catch the wave as we really move our kids forward.
Well, thanks, Russ. And, you know, it's very clear. I want to go back and say it just one more time. But basically, you know, you can't readily out-eat even somewhat extraordinary levels of physical activity. But most will find it very difficult to out-exercise even fairly ordinary levels of dietary intake. What I mean by that is that we know we need our kids to be more active. We know we need to get our kids away from the TV, get them away from the video games, and get them out doing more things. But very clearly, the key to this is decreasing their calories. I mean, that's the proximal cause of the problem. We're having more calories in than out. And it's impossible to overcome that just with exercise alone, because the food we have is so energy dense and so full. In fact, to make that into reality, so it makes sense for everybody listening, you know, if you think about a child getting on a bike, and they ride a bike, and they ride it for an hour, on average, they might burn 300 calories total, including the normal, just their resting energy. They'd burn 300 calories in an hour. Yet, if you think about it, you know, one cheese snack is about 160 calories. A large soda is over 300 calories, about 310. And a small order of fast food french fries is like 230. So the understanding is that we need to change, and it needs to start by changing our children's underlying eating pattern. And it starts very clearly with the parents. You know, the kids just went back to school, and that's kind of what the interview on Good Morning America was about, was what can parents and what can kids do? Well, the first thing is, when you go back to school, your kids are away from you. And depending on what your school system is like, some school systems are very active in creating healthy menus. But in general, the school lunch program, the National School Lunch Program, provides for the public schools just a little over $2 per meal. So most of those schools have a tendency to use processed food because to get within the dietary budget and get it within the budget for the kids. So depending on what the first thing parents should do is take control and make sure that they're making healthy food that's nutrient dense and energy sparse available to the kids throughout the day. Starts with breakfast. Obviously, a healthy breakfast, Russ, is critical. Right. We want to make sure they're having a good protein source, an excellent source of including vegetables and fruit. And then the great thing that we do, we have 11 and 14-year-old daughters. We basically are there with them. We have them prepare their own lunch. And what it does is it teaches them healthy food groups. Our kids are are very healthy, and they kind of live. They're kind of in this microenvironment of health because my wife is a coach and a nurse, and we are very focused on health as a priority. So they learn it naturally, but they learn, and it's a great way for parents to teach the kids what are the healthy food groups, and also, just importantly, to choose things that the kids actually like. Because if you make your child's lunch and it's not something they like, they're going to toss it in the trash can and go get a piece of pizza. So you want to make sure that's the first thing. And then the second thing is investigate the school. Make sure the lunches they have are healthy. If they are, then talk and make sure your child is actually eating the lunch. And so it really starts there. And there's some great things you can do to make lunches exciting for young kids. You can take fruits and cut them and dice them or make them into like little melon balls and do some cool things to orange triangles versus regular oranges. And the other part is to shake it up. You know, we give our kids different fruit varieties. You don't want to give them an apple every day because it gets really old. Routines become monotonous, and kids are more likely not to do it. So those are just some real quick ideas in terms of the nutrition part. The second part is get them outside, get them doing more things. Very clearly, if you can control their nutritional intake, get their energy density down, get portion control is a key part. And then beyond that, we use Medifast meal replacements. You know, I'm the medical director of that company, and I find those meal replacements to be very effective. And our kids, they eat the bars, they use the ready-to-drink, and they become very portable food that they'll come home and grab. Versus going in there and getting some Oreos for a snack or something. So, control the food, get the kids out, get them more active, get them involved in sports, kids do better, and then make sure you have a time, when you have a family meal. You know, normally that would be dinner, and make sure everybody's there, make sure they eat as a family. It's a great time to kind of go through the day and show you care about your kids. And then beyond that, make sure the food is prepared in the kitchen. The plates are served in the kitchen, so you don't have these huge serving bowls that come out onto the actual area where you're eating. So that helps eliminate people getting oversizing and overeating. And then beyond that, in the Habits of Health, as you know, Russ, we spend a bunch of time talking about a plate system using a 9-inch plate. That's for adults, and then maybe using a 7-inch plate for kids. And then along with that, using that they're eating healthy, low glycemic, if they stay in the green and they choose vegetables and fruits and starches and meats and poultry that are in the green and fish that are in the green, they're going to get healthy food, and it makes it very easy for them now. Because the nice thing is kids' energy level is higher by nature. You get them out moving around, they'll expend more energy, and they can very quickly get down to a healthy weight.
Dr. In your book, The Habits of Health, for those of you that actually have the book already, page 120 and 121, you list almost 100 various selections that people can choose for 100-calorie fuelings. Are these great alternatives for our kids as well?
Absolutely. They're great things to put in the lunchbox. They're great things to have them fuel throughout the day. You know, you want your children to have a mid-morning snack and an afternoon snack as well as their lunch. It's a great way to make sure that the food they're eating is nutritious. Kids need calcium. This way they can get it. We have literally decreased milk intake fourfold, and it's been replaced with sodas in the last 20 years. And so by getting them to take healthy yogurt and nice low-fat cheeses and obviously milk products, dairy products, they get calcium, they get great solid protein. There's some great things in there about nuts. Nuts, there's a small group, and it's sometimes a problem taking them to school. But, after school, if they don't have nut allergies, nuts are a tremendous, valuable way. They've actually been shown to be more effective at lowering cholesterol than a low-fat diet in itself. So nuts are a great choice, and they're a great source of energy. Also, because if you have a higher protein intake, it creates satiety or fullness, so it fills kids up so they're not as hungry. The thing you want to avoid is all that processed food, all those pre-prepared meals that are processed, all those, all that sugary and salty and fatty stuff that you find when you end up getting something out of a box that's been wrapped up. That's what you want to avoid, because As soon as you start giving them glucose and pure high fructose corn syrup, you're stimulating their insulin, you're creating fat storage, and you're putting them in a mode that we don't want them to be in, where they're going to start adding pounds, and over time, that has all kinds of deleterious effects, not just on their physical health, but also psychologically. One of the biggest issues with young children and children even in high school is fat prejudice. When kids get overweight, they get ostracized. They get basically put in positions where they're teased. They get a lot of static from their peers, and it doesn't allow them to naturally progress and develop.
And Doctor, you mentioned the MetaFast meal replacements, and these are really great products. They're about 100 to 110 calories, loaded with about 11 to 12 grams of protein. Not only are they a great source of vitamins and minerals and the things that we need, they actually taste really good. The peanut butter crunch bar is to die for. The oatmeal raisin crunch bar is another one of my favorites. And it makes it really, really easy for kids, to throw a couple of them in their backpack in the middle of the morning or the middle of the afternoon. They can grab something quick without really having to worry about bringing the Ziploc bags out of their backpack and getting the harassment from all the other kids. There's a couple of other great products that are brand new out. One is barbecue bites and the cheese pizza bites that, again, are loaded full of nutrients, only about 100 to 110 calories, and are a great way for our kids to get the fuel, get the nutrition that they need while they're on the go. And like you said, being more physically active, turning off the TV, getting away from the computer, and doing something active, whether it be riding a bike or going down to the park and playing ball like we did when we were kids. Those are all good habits that we want to teach our kids. For those of you who have not had a chance to see Dr. A on Good Morning America, if you go to habitsofhealthtalk.com, right on the very front of our webpage, you'll see a link that says Good Morning America, Dr. A. Click on that link and you can listen to his full interview about healthy choices for kids and what we can do to help our kids get healthy. Also, if you've not had a chance, right on the very front of our webpage, habitsofhealthtalk.com, I invite you to take Dr. A's health quiz, and at the end of that quiz, it's going to give you an evaluation of just how healthy or unhealthy you are, and it might be a very, very eye-opening experience as you begin to learn what it's going to take in your life to move your life forward. I would encourage you to make sure that you pick up your copy of Dr. A's Habits of Health right on the website. There's a link where you can order Dr. A's book so that you can really understand this movement, this cultural shift, as we begin to catch the wave to get America healthy, and you can be a part of this. You can help your kids. You can change your life. You can become a coach and help the others in your life. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by a certified health coach, Steve Berg from Bitburg, a good friend of mine. Stick around. We'll be right back.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Sea & Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald Sea. Emerald Sea is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there's enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural, food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald Sea, visit Sea, that's S-E-A, and Earth.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Welcome to Anagallis Herbs, a quirky company that believes Mother Earth gives us everything we need to heal our bodies naturally. We believe if you can't put it in your body, you shouldn't be putting it on your body. Our beautiful face creams and body salves are a treat for your skin and your soul. Our baby products are delightfully effective and non-toxic. You can find our products online at anagallis.com or call our master herbalist, 925-337-5229. Anagallis Herbs. If you can't put it in your body, you don't put it on your body.
Saskia Rowell came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is YourSoulGuidance.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
We're back, and you're listening to Habits of Health Talk. I'm Russ McCann, and you're in for a real treat. I've got a good friend of mine that's going to join us. I'd like you to meet my special guest today, certified health coach Steve Berg from Bend, Oregon, who is committed to helping people get a healthier, longer life. Steve, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Russ, and it's an honor to be on a program with you and Dr. Anderson. I can tell you that for certain.
Well, I know it's always exciting when I can have somebody from Bend, Oregon on the show. My dad lives in Bend, so I just kind of feel like I'm talking to family anytime I talk to anybody from Bend. So say hi to my dad while you're up there, would you?
Well, I will, and you'll have to, next time you come to visit, you'll have to come over for dinner with us.
Oh, absolutely. You're on. Steve, if you would share a little bit about your story, about how you started down a path to create health in your own life and what that meant to you as you begin to incorporate Dr. A's principles in the habits of health.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I'll tell you, interestingly enough, I had always been a real fitness buff, and then as time went by, I was a really active guy, so I did a lot of skiing. I raced dirt bikes, motorcycles, and things like that take a little bit of wear and tear on your body, and eventually I found that I was not able to exercise like I had previously. So I had a few surgeries to correct a few little dings here and there. And I started putting on weight because I just wasn't able to exercise the way I had been previously.
Right.
And along with that weight gain came some other issues and living kind of a stressful life, running a construction company, and working a great deal. My health really started to deteriorate rather rapidly. It was in a real downward spiral. And so I went in for my annual physical examination in January of 2008. And my doctor, after the examination, used the word imperative for the very first time. And to hear a physician use the word imperative, well, it kind of scared me. So when I got back to the office, go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's, you know, like you said, when the doctor uses words like imperative and you it's necessary, you start to pay attention, don't you?
Oh, you bet. And like I said before, I had always been so healthy that this was kind of a new downward trend for me, and I wasn't very happy about it.
So once the doctor said, okay, it's imperative you begin to lose weight and get healthy, what were the steps that you took, and actually, how did you get started?
Well, I got back to my office after my physical examination, and my longtime friend and employee who ran my office, she asked me how things went, and I told her that really well, and I said, he just told me I have to make some changes. But he didn't really explain to me what those were. She said, I think I can help you with that. And unbeknownst to me, she had become a health coach and a certified health coach. And she shared a program that was started by Dr. Anderson, of course. And she explained to me how it worked. And I didn't have much faith in that. I thought, well, how can all of these medications that I'm on not help? And seemingly what sounded like a very simple program, what it could possibly do to correct the problems. So I eventually, after checking into it, and it was one of those things where I didn't really see the whole staircase, but I just took the first step and then just started taking each step at a time. And that's what Dr. Anderson's Habits of Health system really does for you, is it just takes it step by step and makes it so simple.
You know, Steve, you shared a little bit with me off the air a little bit about your own medical conditions. You know, the doctor did a workup and it gave you an indication of just where you stood. For people that are listening today, you know, that are really in tune to high blood pressure numbers and cholesterol statistics, kind of given a snapshot in terms of where you were at the very beginning when you started down this lifestyle change.
Well, Russ, my snapshot wasn't very pretty at the time, and I was 57 years old, and my blood pressure, although I was on three different medications for blood pressure, was pretty alarming when I went in for my examination in 2008. It was 146 over 106, and my cholesterol was through the roof, and I had been taking medication for that, of course, as well, and so I knew that I had to do something. Once I started Dr. Anderson's program, my physician really couldn't believe what was happening, because my blood pressure was dropping so rapidly that he was just weaning me off of the medications. And finally, after my last blood work, then he took me off of the cholesterol medication as well. So it really made a dramatic difference in how I felt, not only because I lost 41 pounds in 10 weeks, but after eliminating and reducing medications. And Dr. Anderson would be the first one to tell you that there probably isn't a medication that doesn't have some side effect. And some of those side effects are not great. So getting rid of those medications really helped me feel a lot better, as well as the weight loss.
You know, Steve, you talked a little bit about your cholesterol, and I know you started out with the cholesterol readings in the 153. Even while you were on Lipitor, and then as you started to lose weight, you know, you lost 41 pounds in 10 weeks, which is a little over 4 pounds a week, which is fantastic. And not only did you lose the weight, but your cholesterol dropped down to 110. Your blood pressure went from 146 over 116 down to 107 over 69. Those kind of statistics, when you start talking about coming off of medications and lowering the risk indicators to the level that, you know, you probably haven't seen since high school, have you?
No, I can't really believe it. And now at age 60, this program and Dr. Anderson's Habits of Health lifestyle have made me realize Habits of Health lifestyle have made me realize
important to you in your life. If anything, you're now organizing your life around the things that matter most, and food becomes a process which you fuel your body with, but you still get to enjoy good foods and good friends and good company. And I know that's all a part of the Habits of Health, as we begin to create this culture. And as Dr. Anderson laid out in the first part of our program, this cultural shift to catch the wave to get healthy. And you were on the beginning stages as you really got healthy. And not only have you gotten healthy, but you've become a certified health coach and helping others. Why don't you give us a little snapshot in terms of what you do as a coach to help someone move their life forward like you did.
Well, interestingly enough, having been a building contractor for over 30 years, you would think, wow, that's an incredible shift to go from being a building contractor to a health coach. You must have really studied very hard, and you must have some medical background. Well, not so. And my wife and I are both full-time health coaches now, and she has a background in web design, and she's a legal assistant. And when I first met her, she was editor of a magazine. So you can see that none of those things really contributed to becoming a successful health coach. But we literally now, with Dr. Anderson's system, we have all of the tools and everything that we need to help people get the kind of healthy lifestyle that we are enjoying ourselves.
Yeah, Steve, you mentioned a little bit about Jenny, your lovely wife, who's joined you on your mission to help people get healthy. And as you not only incorporated the Habits of Health lifestyle system in your life, that you're beginning to help move other people's lives forward as a coach. And what I'd kind of like to just share with people in my own experience, like Steve, in my previous background, I was in the food business. I spent 25 years in the restaurant business, 13 years in the distribution business, selling food to restaurants. And so my life was entirely wrapped around food. And here we are, you know, in our 50s and 60s at our eighth grade weight, healthier than we ever have, looking at the rest of our life saying, wow, we have an exciting life ahead of us. And I know any time I get to spend with you and Jenny is always a good time as we travel around and meet in various places around the country. It was great to see you back in Orlando a few weeks ago. But if you wouldn't mind, as we begin to kind of wrap up this segment, you help clients get healthy. Would you kind of describe the very beginning part of reaching a healthy weight so that people can kind of get an idea of, if I'm listening to the program today and I've got 41 pounds to lose like Steve, what is my life going to look like for the next 10 weeks?
Well, it's a little bit different. Of course, I had a considerable amount more to lose than Jenny did, and she's always been a very slender gal, but she had put on about 10 pounds. So we went on the journey together, and she lost her 10 pounds in a little under 2 weeks, and she's been able to maintain that now for 3.5 years, just as I have my weight. So what we try to do with our clients is the same thing that we went through ourselves on our journey, is that we're showing them that with Dr. Anderson's system, it is so simple, just step by step, to not only lose the weight, but more importantly, to create that long-term health in our lives. So we try to paint the bigger picture that it's not just about looking good for your class reunion or to look good in your bikini while you go to your vacation in Hawaii, but it's far more about that long-term health. And that's one of the things about the Habits of Health book, is every chapter that you read in that, it brings you one step close to optimal health.
You know, we're going to take a quick break. And Steve, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about your before and after picture sitting by the dock of the bay. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com. Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth.
By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shoppe, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
The world one listener at a time.
We're back, and you're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. I'm Russ McCann. We've been visiting with Steve Berg from Bend, Oregon, who's been sharing a little bit about his personal experience, his own life with Jenny as a coach as they begin to help others create health in their life. I'd like to invite you to visit our website, habitsofhealthtalk.com. Send us an email at dra@hohtalk, that's dra@hohtalk.com, and you can also reach us after the show at 401-388-0778, and I'll personally answer that call so that we can help put you on a path to create optimal health in your life. And what I'd like you to do is to visit the website, and right on the very front of the homepage, you're going to see Steve's picture. What a handsome looking guy. And click on his picture, and it'll take you to our guest page, and you'll get to see an amazing before and after picture. And for those of you that are not near a computer, I'd like to kind of describe it for you as I get to see it live. And Steve, when you sent me that picture, I had to really take a double take, because you know, when I see people's before and after pictures, normally, you know, it's a picture of them in the yard or at some gathering, and they didn't take a very good picture. But your before picture is you enjoying a life, sitting on the dock, just, you know, getting ready to go swimming, it looks like, and you've got a little bit of a gut kind of hanging over. You look like you were happy, but man, in the second picture, after you've lost that 41 pounds, what a dramatic change in picture, and you're sitting on the very dock in the very same spot. It's kind of like you froze in time for 10 weeks. Share with us how you feel about that picture.
Well, that picture has a funny story, because Jenny's family has had that vacation property in the High Sierras for just about as long as she is old, over 40 years. And we would go up there and visit, and I swam out to that dock, and Jenny, being an avid photographer, she took that picture of me sitting on the dock after swimming out there. And when she showed me that picture, I immediately wanted her to delete it, because it was so embarrassing. I looked at myself, right, and I thought, here's this guy that always been so fit, and I wasn't exactly looking like Michael Phelps in that picture. But here's what I did. I went home, And I printed that picture out. This was before I knew anything about Habits of Health or Dr. Anderson's program. And I pasted that on the wall in front of my treadmill, and I used it as motivation. But you know what? It didn't work. Just like Dr. Anderson was saying earlier, you know, you really can't out-exercise overeating. And that's what I tried to do, and it didn't work. But fortunately, I did eventually find out about the Habits of Health.
Right. You know, I can certainly both empathize and really relate to your before picture, because I have one similar to that. I was getting ready to swim with the dolphins. I was about 80 pounds overweight. I was definitely a double duty on your picture. And a friend of mine took that picture, and like you, actually, I took the picture and I threw it away. But with modern technology, that picture was saved in a digital format, of which later has become my before picture. And as I've lost 82 pounds over 4 years ago and have been able to maintain my weight using Dr. A's principles, like you, I've never felt better. I've never been healthier, and I'm looking so forward to the remaining years of my life. You know, Dr. Anderson in his book talks about optimizing our body for our age, and, you know, that means different things to different people. But, you know, when we take a look at where we're moving in our life and how physically active we've become, how in control of our eating habits we've become, what an amazing life we've created, isn't it, Steve?
Oh, it's just fantastic. And, you know, having been a building contractor for so many years, I look back now and I think I used to help people improve where they live. And now, thanks to Dr. Anderson, I get to help them improve how they live.
Well, in contrast, I spent so many years in the restaurant business, I actually felt totally responsible for why America has gotten so obese. And so I helped them get obese, and now I'm helping them get healthy all at the same time. So by using Dr. A's Habits of Health system, it's simple, it's easy to follow, and, you know, if Russ and Steve can do it, anybody listening to this program can begin to make the change in their life. Steve, thank you so much for being on the show and sharing your story.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. And once again, thank you for having me on the program. It's an honor.
Oh, you bet. Thanks so much, Steve. For the remaining part of the show, I'd like to talk a little bit about what steps you personally, listening to the show today, need to take in order to catch the wave and begin to move your life forward. And it really starts with you making a decision today to create health in your life. As I was indicating earlier, as we really look at this thought of catching the wave, right now we're all sitting on the beach watching the waves crash in and are really afraid of what our life is going to look like if we really begin to get healthy. And I would encourage you today not to be so afraid. Steve and I, over the last 15 minutes, have been talking about a simple process that will help you learn how to get healthy one day, one step, 1 pound at a time. And as you do that, you will feel better and better and have an opportunity to come off and potentially even eliminate many of the harmful medications that we're put on as a result of being overweight or obese. And I know I can tell you in my own experience, having been clinically diagnosed as obese, morbidly obese, to now be in the healthy range where the risks of high cholesterol, high blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease have greatly been reduced by the fact that I got connected with a health coach. And I would encourage you, if you're listening to the show today and you've been invited to the show by a health coach, that you get connected with the person who invited you to listen to this program today and start down this journey. So your health coach is going to be a vital piece of support as you begin to move your life forward, and they will help guide you and mentor you and point you towards resources, help hold you accountable. But at the end of the day, they'll teach you how to take personal responsibility for the health in your own life. So what I'm offering you today is a chance to create health in your life. It all starts with a health coach. And if you're listening to the program today and do not have a health coach, would you send me an email today, and we will put you in contact with a certified health coach who will spend more time with you creating a health profile so that we can begin to move your life forward. Send us an email at drA@hohtalk, that's drA@hohtalk.com, and we'll get right back to you and begin to put you on this path. Okay, great. Connect with a health coach. But your health coach is going to put you on an eating meal plan that will help you lose up to 2 to 5 pounds a week. Like Dr. A described and like Steve and I both did, you're going to learn how to eat every 3 hours and feed your body all of the nutrients, all the right amount of proteins and carbs, the right kinds of fats, the right kinds of sugars, right portioning, all the vitamins and minerals, everything you need in order to sustain your body, retain muscle mass, and put your body into the fat-burning state and really get rid of that harmful visceral fat around the middle and the harmful fat cells that your bodies begin to collect. So you're going to learn how to eat every 2 to 3 hours, small, healthy, grab-and-go meals, and preparing a healthy meal at home for you and your family, consisting of lean protein and vegetables. So now that you're going to learn how to eat, one of the major components of long-term health is changing your mindset. 85% of people that go on a traditional diet within 2 years gain their weight back. What's different about what we're doing at Habits of Health as you catch the wave is utilizing the Habits of Health lifestyle system that first gets you to a healthy weight and begins to transition to whole foods, more of the right kinds of foods in the right portions, low glycemic, making sure that you eat breakfast every day, that you're more physically active, that you reduce stress in your life. All of these habits are spelled out very simply for you in Dr. A's book, The Habits of Health. Make sure you click on the link on our website, habitsofhealthtalk.com, and get your copy of The Habits of Health. So to wrap that up, you're going to get connected with your health coach who will put you on the 5-in-1 plan that will help you learn how to eat healthy small meals more often and get you losing that fat up to 2 to 5 pounds a week. And you and your health coach, using the Habits of Health study system, will learn the skills necessary to change your mindset so that you're able to create a healthy life for the rest of your life. What can you do today to begin to move your life forward? First, you're going to make the decision to take control of your health. You're going to order the Habits of Health system along with your coach, and you're going to invite someone to do that with you. I want to thank you for joining us today, my co-host and good friend, Dr. Wayne Anderson, our special guest, Steve Berg from Roseburg, or from Bend, Oregon, for sharing his story. And I'd like to thank you, the listener, for tuning in. Join us next Wednesday with my special guest, Kip Kennedy, for more insight on creating the habits of health in your life. It's never a great day to start a diet, but today is a great day to create the habits of health in your life. Go out and make it a great week. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson. For more information about Dr. Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and how to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life, tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. Visit habitsofhealthtalk.com. That's habitsofhealthtalk.com.